tzias over again, because we have to concentrate on tzias. Amru, Chazal say, Ein lo chibul lefnei kodesh baruch hu b'nei tzias. Nothing is more precious or dear. I don't know how we translate it. What?
Precious
in front of the banished on mitzvias. That's not one of tzias. Mitzvias I say. Ubeprat bin Nashim, she's Jerumite, Chazal Azah, Chazal. We're very careful, warned women about this. Amru, they said in the Medrash, so Ibn Hashem is that Tzela Hashem built. Tzela doesn't necessarily mean rib, it can mean side. Mizbainim ma'ayin livreitza. He wanted to know, he thought. He was Mizbainim, he did it with Seichel. Not that the Baidish Lam has to do things with Seichel. But ma'ayin livreitza, from where to Creator. Mugim shutznua, from a private place, Bazam. Now, call Eivah ve'Eivah, shayi ba'Eivah, and any Eivah that he created, the woman, ha'yayimah lo, te'i shutznua. You should be tznua. V'amru yavi ha-tzniya sh'nemer v'hatzne lechas imelotecha. You should be hatzne lechas. You should be tznua, private. Meaning even in things that have nothing to do with dress, be tzniastic, private. I don't know what word you could use for that. Private.
Restrained, controlled.
Control, I don't know. I like private. Kein davar aymer kol kvuda bas melech tznima. The honor of a Jewish woman, of a king's daughter, is to be inside. Any woman that keeps herself tznias, even if she's Israelis, roy he should tinasa l'kayin. She's appropriate to marry a kayin betamit kahanim gedolim. Bizeichem to have children that are kahanim gedolim. Amru, the pasuk says, eshtecha kegefen paria. Your wife is like a fruitful vine. Biyargase bizecha, in the corners of your house. When she keeps herself like a Jewish woman, she tznua that tzniastik. Zaycha she yaitzim imenu zok the medrash. The medrash says bali mishnah, people who know how to learn. Amru Hakadosh Baruch Hu baras yishim in atzela. They tznua yeshevas mabayas. He created her from a private place, so she should be private. Amru kozman the itza biyargos habesa. All the time that a woman stays in the corners of her house, lay nafka labar, and she doesn't go outside, harit snua, lischazi, and she is appropriate la'idlo to give birth, benin dikshayrim, kashara kids. Amatini kolan rashim titkanias ishtapchu betznias. All tzedekasin, for less, titkanias is the real word, were praised with tznias. Abitzara amru la'idia shesari meinu tznua, Rashi and Chumash brings down that Gemara, that they asked ayasari ishtecha, because she was snua. Abirachel amru b'schat tznias shoyba b'rachel zachsum menashol. She was tzniastik, meaning she kept private, and she didn't give the, tell Yaakov Avinu that it's a switch to Leah. V'echzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sabchayra, and Hashem gave her back b'chayra. Abitamar amru kolkali she tznua b'beitz chameach. She was so careful in the house of her father-in-law that he didn't recognize her. Zaycha v'yaitz menu malachim v'nevim. V'gai b'rush amru, d'vart tznias rabah. V'ya saw tznias in the way she bent down. Rabbi Kimchas, the Gemara Yuma, v'yomer l'roi, k'yiris beis yisaris reishi. The roof of my house never saw my hair. V'chay zachsa sh'yaitz menu zayim b'anim. She had seven sons. V'kulam shimshu b'kuna g'dayla. V'amru, kamet tznua ishizu, to Gemara Shabbos, a woman that was missing a hand, and her husband did not know about it till the day she died. So first the Gemara says, wow, unbelievable. This woman was such a sneersnick a woman that her husband never knew that she was missing an arm. Rav Chisda told his daughters, be sneersnick in front of your husband. The Koshkin Kshiyaitim Bechutz Bein Anoshim Shetzvichem Moed Lizar Benzah. V'amru Leinitnu Takshitim Leisha El Shtei Miskashetim Bembetach Beitza. Women have to dress up, be makashit themselves, make themselves look beautiful in their own house. Bishalmi, Gabichsida de Kwarimi. Right, this is the Gemara by Chsida de Kwarimi. This is the Gemara, we have it, we call him Abachokia. I think we call him Abachokia in the Gemara in Bavli. And Yishalmi, they call him the Chassid of Kwarimi. Karhavi Batura, okay, we're going to leave this for tomorrow. This is the Gemara of Abachokia when they came to daven for rain. The Yishalmi has a different name for it, not Abachokia. Okay, we're going to start again from Tana Rabbanan, which is 1, 2, 3. I don't know if I start. Okay. We're going to start again from Tana Rabbanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide line on Mem Hei Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Elu, this Mishnah that sets the age of a girl for Bas Mitzvah 12 and a boy for Bar Mitzvah 13, Divrei Rebbe. Shimon Elazar, I am Dvarim Amurim B'tinaikis, B'tinik Amurim. What we say about a girl is really a boy who becomes Bar Mitzvah 12. Do I have Amorim B'tinik? B'tinik is Amorim. And by the way, I never heard anybody being machmer like Reb Shimon ben Elazar for a boy to start saying that he's by mitzvah 12. I never heard anything like that. So obviously, it's not even considered as a shita in halacha. A girl becomes bas mitzvah at 13. Now, this is problematic. We're going to bring sources and reasons. But it's problematic because the question is, what's the source of 12 and 13 to begin with? So the Rosh in the Tshuva says that it's halacha l'maishim Sinai. So is there a machloikis what the halacha l'maishim Sinai is? So then why are we bringing psukim or reasons for one over the other? Rashi in Avos brings two pshatim, and Rashi brings two pshatim in Beit Shloish Esrei in the mitzvahs, the Mishnah that says you become a mitzvah 13, which is Rabbi Shita, which is fine. Rashi brings two sources. Either he says halacha l'maishim Sinai, or he says that the pasuk says Shimon and Levi. It says over there the word ish, and Levi was 13. So we see that at 13 he was called an ish. But that's the reason we know 13 is the age of ish. Levi was exactly 13 at that time, and he's called an ish. That's what Rashi and others says. So again, it goes back to the thing. So why do we need sources? Some want to say, and again, I'm just throwing it out there, that the halacha l'maishim Sinai said the age of 12 and 13, the application was an argument in Chazal. Which one is the 12 and which one is the 13? Now, whether that means they didn't, I don't know, I don't want to speculate, but that's what I saw one shot. There's a Tysus in Sanhedrin, but you have to understand how Tysus fits in. It says that in the earlier years, maturity happened faster, and they were considered adults faster. We have to understand how that works if you learn it's halacha l'maishim Sinai, so I don't know how to learn that. Later, Amar Rav Chisda, my time at the Rebbe. Now again, obviously if it was halacha l'maishim Sinai clear, then what is the Gemara asking my time at Rebbe? And it's a different word that's used in the whole Brachos. Vayivan, he built. Could have said he created. Vayivra, Vayitzer. Which the Rishayim learn means a woman matures faster than a man. That's how the Rishayim learn Bina Yisera, not that she's more intuitive, but that she matures at a faster age. Now again, the Velt quotes it as saying she's more intuitive. It's really not what the Rishayim say here, but please don't argue with your wife. B'idach, ahumi b'ayleh l'drishlakish. He holds that the pasuk is telling me something else. That's what Rebbe says. I mean, Rebbe Yishim ben Elazar. The Amar Yishim ben Asya, v'yivin Hashem l'kim esatzei l'ashalokach min ha'adha, isha v'yivel l'adam, says, it says Hashem built the rib that he took from man for a woman, wife, made it into a wife and brought her to man. Malame chakala kadosh baruch hu l'chava. He Rashi learns kala, I believe, is he made her look beautiful. How does he translate the word kala? Formed?
Braided.
What?
Braided.
Braided?
Braided.
Braided. Braided. Meaning he made her look nice and brought it to Adam like that. Chikain. Adam Rishon. Chikain. Bekarka Hayam. In the cities of the sea, Kayam Likulyasa. Braiding is called Binyasa building. So Mamela. According to this man, the Yavashim Elazar says, the pasuk is not saying anything about maturity. The pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought her to Adam, totally looking appropriate as a wife to a husband. Rashi. Let's catch up with Rashi. No Rashi. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, my time up. What is his reason that he says men mature first? So he doesn't have the pasuk that women mature first. But why does he say men mature first? Since a child is a cheder in day school, he's learning. Nichnasus by amimius tchila. He gets amimius, smartness, smarts. What?
Sharpness.
Sharpness. Tchila. He gets it first. And Tysus speaks out that even if he doesn't go there, to Rebbe, so how about the kid that doesn't go to school? So he says he's more out in the world, and therefore he gets sharper faster. That's what Shimon ben Elazar says. And therefore, and age of the boy comes first. Now, you see a major machloikas difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Ben Elazar. Rabbi holds it's built in to the Matthias, to the what a man integrally, a woman is more matures faster than a man, is part of being a woman. Nothing to do with environment. Nothing to do with outside source. Only inherently in a woman as opposed to a man. Rabbi holds, Shimon Elazar holds, it's environmental. It's the fact that it's out in the world creates a more maturity, and therefore, since men are more out in the world than girls are, boys are more out in the world than girls are, the way Tysus explains it, that's because I'm saying not only in school, but also elsewhere, so therefore, men mature faster. Now, what would Rabbi Shimon Elazar say in today's generation that things change? I don't think he would change halacha, but it doesn't make a difference. We don't possibly like him anyway. Yes?
Last 2,500 years, as nature versus nurture.
Right. Right. That's
what I'm saying. One of the things Chasman showed very clearly, cell-shaped curves at the sun, with women and men who problems from solving different numbers.
Yes, that's for sure. And that's not, it has nothing to do with the age of maturity. Meaning, that's time a difference between men and women, yes. Anybody ever deals with married, gets married, gets that lesson very quickly. That men and women solve problems differently. Got it. But that's not the Gemara here. The Gemara here is talking about age of maturity. That's all the Gemara is talking about. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, if there is any Rashi. No. No. Zogt Gemara weiter. Oh yeah, there is a Rashi that I didn't say. Dvarim Amurim. The Tinnik Memayel Yitzchakim. That we said that the Shimon Elazar said that which we say, meaning Dvarim Amurim, he said the Tinnik Memayel Yitzchakim Yaitim Tinnik. Children develop that maturity earlier. Vayinchen is Vayinchen. Nothing in my Vayinchen Yibayaluhu. This is a Shaila. This shaila is referred to many times in Shas, but the halacha and the Gemara is clear. So even though there's shaila, and in Shas sometimes we refer to these two opinions, but in halacha it's clarified. Ibailu. Kaychzman, kalufnezman, or kalachazman. If a person, a male or a female, develop their simanim during the year before bas and bar mitzvah, let's say the man, the boy, develops new stay saris, during his 12th year, or during his 13th year, which means he's 12, or a girl during her 12th year. Is that considered nothing, like before 12, or like before 13th year, or a kalachas man? Or is that the year that we say a boy can turn into a gadol, and a katana can turn into a gdaila? Meaning, it's not an absolute age of 12 or 13. It's the 13th year and the 12th year when they develop Shnei Tzaris. That's the Shaila. Is it a cutoff one day, that birthday? Or is it any time in the year preceding the birthday? Tzaisman kilufnezman means it's worthless, it's nothing. It's like before, which is nothing. A kalachazman meaning it accomplishes godless. Rashi. No Rashi. Dr. Gemara Lamai Hilchasa. Elin Darim. If you're talking about the halacha of Nedarim, Lavka Lefnez Mandanga, but Lavka Lachas Mandanga. Our Mishnah clearly states that during that year, it's not nothing and it's not everything. You have to ask the question. So at least for Nedarim, we don't have the Shaila. It's clear that during that year, nothing happens unless you ask the question, do you know what you're doing? But it's also clear that it's not like before, because before we don't ask the question. And it's not like after, because after we don't ask the question either. So obviously, the halacha of Nedarim tells us clearly that that year is a middle year. Not before, not after. So what's the nafkamina? Elali ancient. So they get malchus for doing averis. Are they considered gedalim? The trashi, the ancient, kagan. The icy stesaris, teichazman. They brought state Cyrus during that year. The Eloi Isi, I feel the Lachasman Labar Enchinu. So Rashi tells us the secret. Even after 13 or after 12 for a girl, if they don't have a state Cyrus, They're not going to get punished anyway, right? A boy that eats chazer at 13 and he's warned he's going to get malchus. If he doesn't have state tzaris, we don't give him malchus. He's not an adult. And we know for sure that after 13, as soon as he brings state tzaris, he gets einchen. So the question is, how about during that year? And we wouldn't punish him even though he brought state tzaris, because state tzaris have a lusuma. We don't view those state tzaris as halachic two hairs. We view it as a wart, meaning hair that grew, but nothing to do with sign of physical maturity. Whereas after 13, this is physical maturity. By a boy, a girl, after the age of 12, it's a sign of physical maturity. At 11, it's not a sign of physical maturity. Or not that way. Or can the physical maturity develop during that year? And for the boy or girl who's not the majority, because the majority don't develop until their 12th or 11th or 13th birthday, but is a minority, can become an adult beforehand. That would get malchus beforehand. That's the Gemara Shaila. By, so it's a machlokes. Rav, what does the box say? Reb Chanina. Rav and Reb Chanina dami tavayu, tayr siman keluf neizman. That is nothing. During that year, it's like the year before. Stay Cyrus will make no difference in halacha. Reb Yechon and Reb Yeshua ben Levi dami tavayu, tayr siman kelachasman. And the other two say, no, what happens during that year can create a early godless. Again, I want to stress, this is the minority, not the majority, but the minority can become adult before we throw the party. Rashi? We didn't know Rashi. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, v'simanech, and if you want to remember who says what, v'zois l'fnim b'Yisrael. This is the way it used to be by the Jews. Now, what does that have anything to do? This is a numanical aid. Zeis is a female word, a Lashon Nekeva. And Reb Chanina, right, Reb Chanina is also a Lashon Nekeva, Chanina. And therefore, if you want to remember which Avera said that it's like before, right, that Lefnim means before, this is the way it was before. Remember that Nekeva, the one whose word, name is a Lashon Nekeva, Lefnim, said it's like before. It's a mnemonical aid to remember who said what. So Chanina, which is female, sounds female word, right? Sounds like Zeis, and that's Lefnim. That's going before. That's the first shot in Rashi, and how it's a mnemonical aid. Rashi, Zeis Lefnim. Zayis Lashon Nekeva, Klemer of Chanina, the Shmei Lashon Nekeva, his name is femaleish, because it ends Chanina. Amar Lefnim, Klemer Lefneizman. Leitzita Lachlum Devrayim, that makes that you won't make a mistake. Who said what? Lishnachrina, the other way of explaining this aid is to say, Shmei Shorav, Amar Kelefneizman, Muvla Betevis B'Yisrael. Rav's name is in the word Yisrael. B'Yisrael has reish and veis. And therefore, L'zayis L'fnim B'Yisrael. You have Rav's name there? So Rav is included B'Yisrael, so you know he's the one that said L'fnim, he's the one that said before. The Bach, interestingly enough, says that Rav and Reb Chanina is the gematria B'Yisrael. Okay, that's a Bach. So he's giving you a different siman. That the word B'Yisrael is the gematria Rav and Reb Chanina. So if you know the gematria, you'll remember which Amiran said what. Yes, doctor.
Number one, can Beis Din give machmartus to someone who is below
QB? Yes, I think so. Machmartus is very non-restrictive.
Well, it's extrajudicial.
Right, that's why it's non-restrictive.
Exactly. The other is... In terms of Bensura Mora, does that have to be over Bar Mitzvah?
It has to be between 13 and 3 months.
Thanks.
The whole Bensura Mora is a 3 month period. I used to always say that in Bar Mitzvah, a speaker should get up and say that the boy gets a Mazel Tov, he now enters the era that he can become a Bensura Mora. He's got 3 months. I never heard anybody say that by Bar Mitzvah.
Okay.
I didn't have a problem. It's probably good. Okay, writer. Nothing about writer. Masa Rav Nuna. So Rav Nuna asked the question. Now he's going to try the Medayik from the Mishnah. Now, again, here, Rav Nuna is going to ask a question, and Rav is going to come back and say, I don't get what he wants to say. And the Gemara will say that Rav misunderstood Rav Nuna's question. This is the Gemara, not me. So Rav understood Rav Nuna one way, therefore he didn't understand him, but Rav Nuna meant something else. So first we'll see what Rav Nuna says, we'll see how Rav misunderstood him, and then how the Gemara corrects why Rav Nuna's question is a valid question. The Mishnah said, our Mishnah, Achaz Man Hazeh, after the time, meaning after 12 of a girl and 13 of a boy, even if they say, we have no idea what Nedarim works, who we're doing it for, and how we donated something to Hegdish, Nedarim Neder Begdesh and Hegdish. Their Neder counts, and they can donate things to Hegdish that goes works with Neder. Right? So now, that's what the Mishnah said. Mashma only Achaz Man Hazeh. Hot Al Tayyak Zman, Kaluf Nezman. Right, the Mishnah said, after this time, that's when it makes no difference. Mashma, before the time, it does make a difference. If you hold Tayyip Zman, Kalachas Zman, so then, if you hold Tayyip Zman, Kalachas Zman, so it's true even Tayyip Zman is there, that you get to the point that we don't ask questions. Right, the Mishnah says, Achaz Zman, you don't ask the question. Mashma, the Tayyip Zman, you do ask the question. What happens when they develop Shei Tzaris? There's no one. The Mishnah doesn't seem to say that when they develop Shei Tzaris, Teich Zman Da'alocha changes. Omer Le'Rav Eim Ereisha. If you're going to make a diyak, go to the beginning. Kaidim Azman Azeh. Av B'Shamru Yayi Demonu L'Shem Yin Adayru L'Shem Yin Adashnu Ein Adayim Me'edah Ve'en Adayim Hegdash. Only before that time does it make a difference. Hot Teich Zman Kalach Azman. If Mashma, that even if they bring Shei Tzaris before that time, it makes no difference. But during that time, it would make a difference. I mean, Rav understood that Rav Nuna is being medayiket from the extra words in the Mishnah. Rav understood that he's being medayiket from the fact, that we didn't have to say all those words, like the Gemara yesterday explained, why the Mishnah is talkative. So Rabbi said, why is the Mishnah talking? Rabbi Nuna said, the Mishnah is talking to tell me this halacha. So Rabbi said, the Mishnah talked extra at the beginning too, to tell me the other halacha. Rabbi understood Rabbi Nuna's proof was not from the word, the actual words of the Mishnah, but from the talkative part of the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah have to tell me, La'achaz Man Hazeh? You already told me that during that year, which infers that afterwards you don't ask the question. So why did the Mishnah have to speak it out? Must be that during that time, you will always ask the question. So Rav says, why did we have to say that before the time? We don't ask the question. You say only during that year. Must be the Mishnah trying to tell me that during that time, you don't always ask the question. So each one is being medayik from because they think the words are extra. But that's a mistake, Dr. Gemara. V'lohi, Rav Ketoy, he made a mistake. Who saw Rav Nuna mi-Mishnah Yisera Kedayik? He thought Rav Nuna is being medayik from the extra words. But the Dayik mi-Sei V'leidik mi-Reisha, there's extra words of both. V'lohi, that's not where he learned it from. Rav Nuna migufa de masnitzin kadayik. He's medayik from the halacha. Halachas man hechidami. What does that mean, lachas man? What does that mean after 12 or 13? Idu lo yaisi shtei saris katnu. If there's no shtei saris, then she's a katan and he's a katan. El de la daisi shtei saris. The time of the lachas manu. But the Mishnah insists on age. The Gemara of the Mishnah say that's when we have the Messiah that he's a gadol. Let me explain this. Rav understood that Rav Nuna was bothered by the talkative part of the Mishnah. So he said, Rav Nuna said, the fact that the Mishnah told me extra words is to teach me Tayyip Zman and Kilif Nezman. So Rav said that Mishnah said extra words at the beginning too. So let that teach me the Tayyip Zman and Kilif Nezman. The answer is Rav Nuna did not learn it from the extra words. Rav Nuna learned it from the basic halacha. The Mishnah says, after 13 by a boy, you don't ask the question. Did he have Shei Tzaris? Did he not have Shei Tzaris? If he didn't have Shei Tzaris, it's a cotton. Why in the world is it a nether? Why don't we ask the question? Must be he brought Shei Tzaris. So if he brought Shei Tzaris, so why are we making it depend on Achaz Man? Why don't we say, whenever he brings St. Cyrus, from the age of 12? Why do we say, after 13, that's when we don't ask the question? Obviously, he brought St. Cyrus. But if he didn't bring St. Cyrus, he's not an adult. And yet you're saying you need 13 also. So isn't that proving that Tayyasman is still a Fnezman? Let's read the Rashi, who will explain it better than me. Dr. Rashi. Masiv Ramanuna. Gesal Gedaitach, we now think. Kedamar Lekamon. The Ramanuna Mimishni Yisei Redaik. He's not Medaik from the Halacha. He's Medaik from the fact that the Mishnah talked so much. The Lo Yitzruch Lemisne, these things were not necessary because the Bechina Lael, like we asked before. Why did the Mishnah have to tell me after 13 you don't ask the questions? You told me during the 13th year you asked the questions. Obviously, afterwards you don't. So why did the Mishnah say extra words? So Rav Nuna was medayik lemedik minei leinyan einchim hotechzman kelefnezman. To teach me halacha, the bar mitzvah needs age, not only saris. The leinyan nedarim, because for nedarim like kelefnezman but like kelakasman, nedarim is clearly not affected. That's clear that during that year, with or without state saris, we're going to ask questions. That's what the Mishnah said. Can't question that part. The Mishnah said during that year, the halacha is we ask questions. So whatever they're going to be arguing about will not affect Nadarim. Obviously, Muflis HaMechleish was handed down that this is the halacha during the year of 11 for a girl, 12 for a boy. So this Machleikas does not affect Nadarim. It would only affect other halachas, giving the guy Malkas. So by the Mishnah being talkative, the Mishnah is trying to tell me halacha elsewhere. That's how Rav understood it, right? So we go, and the answer is no. We didn't learn it from the extra words. He learned it from the Dorim. We go for the Masnisan diet. The Loimit took Melk Shevish Tesaris. The Mishnah is obviously talking about which Tesaris. And yet the Mishnah said you need 13. The Hashtalek of the Mifrach Leidik Mereisha. Can't say the extra words in the Reisha. Leidayik Midi, the Bain Reisha, Bain Sefer Lugufa Itzrach, Linyan Adarim. As we explained yesterday, the Mishnah was talkative to tell me halachas of the Dorim. The Loi Tei Mahani Mila Eged Lekarmi Inu. As we said yesterday, you shouldn't think that the age is only if they didn't come forward earlier and tell us they know. Avel Eched Armi Inu. Because I'm allowed, like we said yesterday. Me and Begufa the Sefer Shemina. We learn it from the halacha. The Adamatu Lachasman, Beinin Yedei Lahafleis. Until 13, they have to answer the question. Remaining Yedei Lahafleis. If they don't know how to answer the question, it won't make a difference that he's mature. He's not. If he didn't have state Cyrus, why does it work after 13? He's not a gadol. He doesn't answer the question right. Why would the netter count? If the Mishnah is talking about a guy that didn't bring Stei Saris, so why in the world after 13 don't we ask the question anymore? But he did bring Stei Saris, so why is the Mishnah insisting an age? Yes. But that was the question again. The question boils down again. The child who developed state Cyrus during that year, is he a gadol or not? One man the other said yes, and one man the other said no. We're saying, but Rav Nuna is being medayik from the Mishnah that it's no. Because if it were yes, then the Mishnah shouldn't say 13. Because we're talking about somebody that had state Cyrus. But if he didn't have state Cyrus, 13 doesn't make a difference. And if we're talking about somebody that has Cyrus, so that it doesn't depend on age according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. He's a godly before.
For the dark?
For everything.
Yes.
Meaning, once he's a godly, he's a godly.
But for Inyan Dom, we need to have some of the Ish.
Again, no. But he's an Ish. He's not Tamak Lish anymore. If your whole state Cyrus makes him a gadol for Malkus and for Skila,
physical attributes. Don't.
Again. Hold. Stop. Let's stop. What is the machlokes? Tayyip Zman Kalif Tayyip Zman and Tayyip Zman Kalif Zman. Before you know anything, what is that machlokes? How do you explain Tayyip Zman Kalif Zman? Not the Dorim. I'm asking you a question. The Mandamina says Tayyip Zman Kalif Zman for Einchim. What does that mean? For everything. That means he's no longer Muflis or Machlash. He's an itch. Dr. Rav Newton, if that's true, so why did the Mishnah make it age-dependent? Because if he doesn't have Shteis Ha'aretz, age is meaningless. And if you hold Tayyip Zman Kalif Zman, then having Shteis Ha'aretz, age is meaningless also. What?
Shouldn't have put age on it at all.
Exactly. So the fact that the Mishnah puts age, Dr. Ramuna, you see that you need age. That's what he's saying. Very simple. Robert thought he was saying the extra words in the Mishnah teach me halacha. And he says, no, Ramuna is just reading the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah put age? Without state sirens, it's nothing. And with state sirens, according to Yechon Mechanin, it's not necessary. By putting age, the Mishnah is telling me age is a factor. Proving that Tayyip Zman, it's Kalif Nei Zman. Exactly. Masiv Reb Zeira. He proved it from a different way. Ish, Yafli Linder Neder. This is a Braitza. A man who expresses a Neder. My time of name Ish. The rabbi is Ben Yud Gimu Shana B'yay Mechad. Why didn't say Ish? Yafli. Who else? To tell me that if you're 13, even though he can't explain his neder, he doesn't know who he's making the neder for. That's what the Brisa brings down. The word ish says, even though the Torah just says kiyafli, that means he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. Now, when I explain knows what he's doing, the guy knows what he's doing. He's banning himself in something. But he knows what Nedarim, how they work. The Rebbeinu Shlom counts it and all the things that go along with Nedarim.
It's called an articulated vow.
Okay, but that's what the word articulate means. But you're articulating a vow whether you know what you're talking about or not. That's why I don't like the word articulate. I know Yafli means articulate. But at the same time, we're saying Haflah means more than articulate. Being able to explain L'shem mean Nadar. Right? So that's why, you're right, the literal translation of Yafli is articulate. But we want more than articulating here.
Can you say that the cotton could be Kiyafli cotton nether?
During that year, Mufus Hamaglish.
But if he's 12 years old, we know that he's sort of 11 years old.
So that's what we learned yesterday, that an 11-year-old is nothing, and a 12-year-old is a lock of Mufus Hamaglish.
In other words, would Yafli, as you said earlier,
Again, but the Torah wants more with the word kiyafli. That's what I'm trying to explain. The Torah means kiyafli that he articulates with understanding how neder works.
So when you have a child, I'll cover this already. I couldn't fathom it. So when a cotton, smart cotton, when he can explain everything, just like a gadol,
means
it
nothing.
Still doesn't count.
No.
Because
he's not a man, a gadol. Let me ask you, what if he a very smart cotton is Mekadosh HaLady? Why is it a Kedusha? He's smarter than his older friend who's by mitzvah. He's much smarter. Since when is Chiyuvim depend on smarts?
Well, I'll give you a bad example. A child doesn't prevail. Grows up, he has to bring a coffin.
No, he does not. Absolutely not.
No?
Please not. No.
I'm sorry.
It's Chulun Bazar if he brings the coffin. He's over an Isser if he brings the coffin. Does not bring a coffin. Wants to do tshuva, it's a different story. But he has no chiyuvim down here. All within him and the Rebbeinu Shlom.
When he does tshuva, what does that mean?
I have no idea. I'm not upstairs. I don't run the show. Down here, if a guy is 12, a day before his bar mitzvah, Halacha Lamaisa. Eats pig, he has no obligation. Nothing.
When he grows up, he does tshuva, but not by bringing the korban.
He can't bring the korban. He brings the korban, he doesn't enter. Not allowed to bring the korban. He didn't bring a carpet. He's not a chayiv. He's not a chayiv. The kid's very smart. Can you count him to minyan? Okay, he's smarter than the guy we count to minyan.
Okay.
That's the Torah said. You have to be mature adult. Adult is the word. What?
The girl is smarter than
his red. Yeah, he didn't count to minyan. Nobody counts him in under 13. Now we can give him a chumash, but that's not, we don't do it anymore.
Chumash or a scroll?
We used to get, they used to give people chumash.
That's real?
Yeah, they used to do it all the time. In burgers.
I
in burgers. Shabbat Shabbat. I think Shabbat Shabbat never had, I don't know, not in my days, but they told me that. When I was a kid, there was a show in Baltimore that used to do it. I never was there, but they used to tell me. Somebody used to come into school the next day that he held the chumash and he was part of the minyan. It's a part of machlokes, it's an halacha, it's not a made up thing. We don't do it anymore. Mishnah Berurah frowns upon it. Didn't say it's us, he frowns upon it. Ishki Avli Linder Neder. You know, Svardim count kids for Birkas Hamazon once they know Lamim of Archim? 9 years old. They count their kids for Mizuman. You have 2 9-year-olds, 9 and 10-year-old, you can bench Mizuman. Only one?
I'm not sure if they do it
with two. I'm not sure either. I'm not a Sephardi. But I know that they count.
Only one.
Yeah. Could be. It's Gemara, only one. But, yeah, they Paskins have them, Chaver Paskins that way, you know what I mean? We don't do it. I've been asking us, don't do it. But that doesn't mean that there's no cheat that they're holds that way. Right, sir. Is Masirim Zera. I don't think I ever ate by a Svarti's house. Is Ki Avli Linder Neder. I have a Svarti kidney in my thing, so I don't know if that allows me to count a 9-year-old. Is Ki Avli Linder Neder. My Talmud Lema Ish. The Rabbis Ben Yud Gimel Son of Yom Echad. Ava Bisha Eini Yedei La'afli. Even though he doesn't know what he's doing clearly, the Dar of Kayamim. Tahechi Dami. Inuli Aisi Shnei Saris Katnu. El Olav Daisi Shnei Saris. The time of the Ben Yud Gimel V'yay Mechadu. The Havi. Le'ish. Hatayis Mantel of Neismat. The same Diyak. Why is the Brisa saying 13? Where did the age of 13 come to it if you hold the year before? Is that way. Zufta, it's a slug up to the Mandama that says it's afterwards. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is, according to the Mandama that says, why in the world are we talking age? Age is not the factor. Because the Raya is, if it happens before the age, it's also a good one. And the Mishnah and the Brisa all talk about age. Why is age a factor? Anytime during the year. So the age should be during that year, not when he develops a Taurus. Both the Mishnah and the Brisa stress age. Isn't that saying that age is a factor? That's what it says. The other man, the other says age is not a factor totally. You still need in the year before. But you need, all you need is a Taurus. You don't need an exact age. And the Brisa and the Mishnah are both stressing exact age. Doesn't that prove that without age it's meaningless? Rashi. Time in the Chashiva Lusaris Lachazmanu. Why does it consider Chashiv? Because it's after 13, the Garmul Amil say, he's finished his maturity, Bein Besaris, Bein Besharim, both with hairs and years. Hatay Chazman, Chashvina Luhushuma, we consider it a wart, the Katnu. But I must have the Buya Me'ish, and you can't include it from the word Ish. Fine. So at the end of the day, we've proven that Teichzman is Kilas Neizman. I just want to point something out without being confusing. An answer that could have been given that the Gemara does not give is that since a majority of children don't develop states iris to a certain age. Therefore, the Brisa said age, and the Mishnah said age, because that's when it usually happens. But the Gemara rejects that answer, because then the Mishnah should have alluded to the fact that it's not an absolute. And the Mishnah and the Brisa make it sound like an absolute. That's why the Gemara didn't answer, oh, it could happen before, but usually doesn't happen till after, or till it happens. But then the Mishnah and the Brisa should have alluded to something like that. Both the Mishnah and the Brisa talk about 13 years, as if it's an absolute. Therefore, the Gemara says that proves that before 13, it doesn't mean anything. Zogt Gemara Vayter Amar Rav Nachman Ketanoi. So Rav Nachman says, this is a Machloikas Tanoi. Why? Let's read this Brisa. Ben Tesh Shalim Shehevi Beisaris Suma. During the ninth year, an 8-year-old boy, is a wart. Miben Tes Vaad Yud Beis Shana, from 9 through 11, from when he turns 9 till he turns 11 and enters his 12th year, his 12th birthday, Shuma. It's also a wart. Now, why is the Mishnah splitting an 8-year-old from a 9 and a 10 and an 11-year-old? The answer is, Rabbi Yaisi ben Yehuda, I'm a simon. Rabbi Yaisi ben Yehuda says it's a simon. Not that he becomes a gadol, but if he has those hairs, remember we said yesterday that gadol means they developed the hair at 13 or after, not hair that was there before 13. Rabbi Yaisi ben Yehuda says any hair that develops post 9, if it's still there at 13, it makes him a gadol. It's not a gadol until 13. He still needs age, but he doesn't. The hair that develops from 9 is considered hair at that age. But the Tanakhama says hair that develops is not considered hair. It's a wart. Ignore. Even if it stays around the rest of his life, this is not Shteis Aris. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says hair that develops from 9 and on, if it's there at the age, it makes him a gadol. Not without the age. I want to stress that. If Ezra Yehuda is not saying a 9-year-old can become a gadol. No. He's saying the hair that comes at 9 can make him a gadol at the point of godless. Right. The Brisa continues. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechad, when he turns 13, Divriya Kol Simon. Now, the Brisa just threw a contradiction. It said from 9 till he turns 12, it's a wart. At 13, it's not a wart. What happened in the year between? The Brisa starts off, under 9, a wart. From 9 through when he turns 12, Raman Yama says it's a wart. Raman Yama says it's a simon to be used later. From 13 and on, it's a simon. Now, between 12 and 13 is a contradiction in the Brisa. The beginning of the Brisa starts during the 13th year, when he turns 12, it's a simon. The end of the Brisa says it's only a simon after 13. The Brisa just contradicted himself. Frank the Gemara Gufa Kasha. You just contradicted yourself. Amit ben Tassa Yud Beis Shana V'Yemechad Shuma. You say from 9 to 12 is a wart. How Yud Gimel Shana Gufa, but the 13th year by itself, simon. The 120 ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechad, when you finish 13 years, simon. How Yud Gimel Shana Gufa Shuma. The Brisa is self-contradictory. It starts out saying from 9 to 12 doesn't count. Inference, at 12, which is the 13th year, it counts. Then the Brisa says, after 13 years, it counts. Mashma, before 13 years, it doesn't count. You just contradicted yourself. So the Havamina is, my love, Tanoi. It's a Machloikas Tanoi. The Ma'asavet Tanzman Kalachasman, Ma'asavet Tanzman Kalusnezman. They're arguing on this very thing. The beginning of the Brisa holds that during the 13th year, he becomes a gadol, but the Brisa comes back with another opinion. It's two opinions. No, you have to be post-13. And for the Gemara, like, the kul alma tezman kalufnezman. everybody holds that it's, you're not mature, you're not a glutton until 13. Bitanikus. And they're both talking about a girl. But Reisha Rebbe, Rebbe says at 12 she becomes an adult. The same Rebbe Shimon Lazar says she doesn't become an adult until 13. So the beginning that says after 12 you're an adult, a girl after 12 is an adult. During her 13th year, she's already 12. The next part says at 13, because that's going to Rebbe Shimon Lazar, who said earlier today that she's not an adult till 13. V'ibay Zayma HaLabatinik. Or I could say it's talking about a boy. Reisha of Shimon Elazar, who says a boy becomes a gadol at 12, the Sefer Rebbe, who says a boy doesn't become a gadol until 13. So it's not a machloikis about what Teich Zman is, it's a machloikis, what are we talking about? It's a machloikis whether we go like Rebbe or Shimon Elazar, which one makes you a gadol? Meanwhile, you say, Mahabah Rebbe, Habatinik, Habatinikis. Well, I can tell you, the beginning of the Brisa was talking about a girl, she becomes mature at 12, and the end of the Brisa is talking about a boy who becomes mature at 13. We might say, Mahabah Rav Shimon Elazar, Habatinik, Habatinikus. Or they're both going by Shimon Elazar, the boy at 12 and the girl at 13. Basically, we've given four different answers that say has nothing to do with the year in between. It's the machlokes, or difference, when they become mature. Either one part is going like Rebbe, one part is going like Shimon Elazar, and it's talking about a girl. One saying she's mature at 12, one saying mature at 13. Or the opposite. We're talking about a boy at the beginning of Shimon Elazar and the end is Rebbe. Or we're both going like Rebbe. One's a boy, one's a girl. Or they're both of Shimon Elazar, one's a boy and one's a girl. So basically, we're just saying it has nothing to do with the year in between. So there's no Machlokes Tanoim, and the Gemara comes out paskening that Teich Zman is Kluf Nei Zman, which is the Halakha L'maisa.
When
we talk about boys, we say both boys grow sorrow at age 13. At the 13th birthday.
And girls?
At the 12th birthday.
So
he holds that they don't grow stay sorrow until 13. I have no idea. It's a good question, and I don't know the answer. He's saying it's 13. Well, let's put it this way, okay? I'll venture and say this. According to the Rambam, it says that a girl doesn't become mature until 13. He's saying whatever happens before 13 doesn't make a difference. So it could be girls grow hair beforehand, but it won't make a difference. Because you need hair at age. And according to the Rambam, it says boys don't become mature until 13. It will say the same thing.
So the boys, we use a rope without checking them to see if they're sorrow. Girls, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We use a rope.
That they develop new hairs on the age of, we say at 12. Shimon Elazar would say they develop new hairs at the age of 13.
So that means if by age 13, that means the father can marry them off
at 12 and 13. According to Shimon Elazar, the child is between 12 and 13. Correct. In fact, throughout Shas, I don't think Shimon Elazar is mentioned any other place. Throughout Shas, everybody assumes 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, which is Rebbe's opinion. Which is the accepted opinion. I don't remember anywhere else having an opinion that says, oh, but according to Shimon Elazar, the halacha changes. All the halachas of Kedushin and Yibum and everything else that's mentioned always go with 12 and 13, 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy. Never does it, again, I'm smart enough to know never to say never, but I don't remember any other place where that opinion is mentioned. And even this Rabbi Shuk, which confirms that it probably is not mentioned. I said it. I count on him. If he would have told me where it is, then I would have known I'm wrong. Yes.
It has to be what you said a couple minutes ago. Because otherwise, we've got a Matthias.
Right.
Matthias,
that's why I changed to that.
Okay, good. The other is, if you want to talk about physiologically, girls do, on the average, enter into sexual maturity a year before boys do.
Right, again, I'm not even going to comment. Rashi. Afilu Rablaz Ben Tesharim Tevye Shari Shari Shuma. Afilu Rabbi Yisrael Ben Yehuda. That's why we split it. Before 9, nobody talks about it being Shtei Saris. Ben Tesharim Tevye Shari 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 The doctor, the God will shine, but words grow hair. How you give a good sermon, but the rabbana. The other cutting enterprises says differently. My lot to know ye. The Libid Rabbanan, you give a title from my lieutenant, and the cutting my season. And according to the Rabbanan, the 13th year is during that time, and it's a Machlaikas. The Reisha, the Master, is Yud Gimel Simon Rebbe, he, the Amir Betanaikas, have a Yud Gimel Lachas man, by a girl, the 13th year is mature. The Sefer, the Master, is Sumer, Jim Nolazi, the Amir Yud Gimel Betanaikas, have a Tayas man. He considers the 13th year before godless. Bechol Hanuk Terutzi, Makmin, and Tayas man, Kiluf Neizman. All these answers learn, Tayas man is Kiluf Neizman. Something in my right. And the Gemara is going to speak out what I said. Rabbi Yehuda Yudayim is Simon. That from 9 to 12, it's a Simon. Amar Reb Kusudai, Bereda Shapsoi, Behu Sha'ai Dumba. It's not a Simon when it happens. It's a Simon when the girl turns 12, that the hair she developed the last 3 years still makes her a Gadol. Not that she's a Gadol at 9. So Trashi, who tried the bar, Kishihigdo. Avinashu ben Tayim, let's say fell off. Igloi Milsa the Shumahav. Meaning this girl that got hair at 10 years old, right, and it fell off, at 12 it's meaningless. But if it's still there, she's a gadol from that hair. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ben Tes Shalom Yamecha Tevi Beishtarish Shuma, Ben Tes Shalom Yamecha the Oidamba. And she still has it. Shuma, according to the Tanakama, he says it's a simon even though the hair developed before her 12th birthday, because that hair is considered a simon if it lasts till 12. And the Rabbanan say it has to be new hair that grows at 12. Everybody have a wonderful day. Merit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.